The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Shkolim has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachal Aleha HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Reb Chaim Aaron, Admeya V'Esrim Shana. May the Torah study through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
Shkolim Daf Hei. The Mishnah tells us, beginning of the second parak, Mitztarfin Shkolim L'Darchoinois, maybe it's Drachoinois, the same Masri HaDerech. After they collected the Shkolim in a different place, obviously if they have to travel long journeys, Mara says in other places that they used to collect thousands and thousands of Shkolim from all the Yidden in Bavel, who didn't even live in Eretz Yisrael, and it was escorted up to Eretz Yisrael with an armed escort of guards. So they had to lessen the Masri HaDerech. So what they did was they turned the smaller coins, the Shkolim, into Drachoinis, into bigger coins, in order to take it to Eretz Yisrael. There's a basic problem when we're dealing with Hegdish. Really, it's an issue in any monetary form where somebody is responsible for somebody else's money. The money of the Shkolim was turned into bigger coins. Wouldn't it be a chashash that the Zohov, the Drachoinois, the coins that it was turned into, would lower in value? Now let's backtrack on this question. What are we asking? We're asking any coin that's transferred from place to place, if, let's say, it took a month or two to make it to Yerushalayim, or 2 months to send money to a bank with an armed escort, do we have a problem monetarily or mitzad hegdish of the money becoming less in value? Why is this only a problem with turning the money into drachoinois and not in the original form of shkolim? Why is this problem discussed by the mefarshim only biyachas to after the exchange of the coins into drachoinois took place? So here we need some basic background in financial hagdoris. Then again, to many different areas of halacha, mostly again perek hazom, perek hazom nesh. It's very important over here for an understanding. The Marashdam is one of the gedolei acharonim from 500 years ago in Turkey in the early 1500s. Has a discussion about basic halachic financial definition, which is very important when we understand anything related to devaluation and fluctuation of currency. But let's turn the discussion to something that we can understand. Let's say look at the economy of the last 10 years in America. When we talk about the price of gas going up, what we're saying is that the consumer has less money to spend, or it costs him more for his basic needs. In order to fill up a car with gas, less people are going to travel because the gas costs more, which means and the price of food will also go up because the trucking industry will hike the price of the food. If it costs money to ship the food, it's going to cost more money ultimately for the consumer in the supermarket. So on the one hand, we have gas and we have food products that are going up in price. Whenever gas goes up, food goes up. On the other hand, at the same time, in a troubled financial climate, we had, over the last 10 years, where real estate went down. The real estate crash that took place in the previous decade said that a person who had two or three homes, he had a home, or let's say he had investments, was now worth a lot less money. On the one hand, we would say that a person who had, let's say, $100,000 a year, where that used to cover him a certain amount of living expenses, now that $100,000 is worth less because he can't fill up his car anymore. He can't buy, he has a problem going to the grocery, his salary is not covering his grocery needs. So what does that tell us? That tells us that the dollar, currency in America, is weaker. It's worth less. On the other hand, when real estate goes down, the dollar, if let's say a home that used to be worth $300,000, now you could buy on the market. It's not good for anybody who has in real estate. But if anybody hadn't bought a house, now the same house that used to cost $300,000 would now cost $200,000 or $150,000. That means that the dollar that he has is stronger. Which one is it? The same economic problem would make the dollar weaker or stronger? So the Marashdam says that as a basic financial concept, the way Halacha looks at it, the dollar, the currency of a country, never goes up and down. It's gas and food that went up, and it's real estate that went down. But the dollar is worth the same thing. Even though we talk about currency inflation and the lack of strength of the dollar, it's only biyachas in relation to foreign currencies. when we're talking about a market with consumer items going up, or real estate or investment items going up or down, we're talking about that item, that investment, that property going up and down. We're not talking about the currency going up and down. This is the way the Maharash Dam has it, and it's a basic idea. He says that if somebody borrows $100 from somebody else, he's only mechuyav $100, even if that $100 is devalued. Now, if there's hyperinflation, which there was in Eretz Yisrael in the early 1980s, they devalued the shekel, was worth almost nothing, and they started a new coin. Over there, if somebody had owed $250,000, and now they turned that with a new currency into 75,000 shekel, so that's something else. So we're not talking about something devaluing, we're talking about they put that currency out of commission, and they took something else for that value. But if we're talking about somebody borrowing from somebody else $100, and then there was an economic crisis hit America, or if it was a different country, if an economic crisis changed the value of the dollar, still the choyv is $100, because it's not the money that changed value, the Maharash Dam says, but halacha looks at it that the real estate, the investment, the food, the gas, etc., changes price, not the dollar. So again, hilchas ribis, and again, hilchas peroim choyvis. The examples are numerous. But there's something else that we have to point out. The Mishnah says in the beginning of Perek Hazov, the fourth Perek in Bava Metzia, that whenever two people are trading currencies for each other, those days the concept was Zov Koines HaKesev, and Eretz Yisrael, where it's very common, or was more common before the dollar destabilized, to do real estate, buy anything that was a bigger investment than money, be it real estate, be it a car, where the dollar was the yardstick for measuring the price of things, and the regular day-to-day things that you bought in a grocery store and in a department store, that was measured in shekel. Today it's not like that, because the dollar has become less of a strong, dominating currency in the world market. The shekel has actually held up better over the last decade than the dollar. But in the times of Chazal, the concept, instead of talking about dollars and shekels, in the times of Chazal, where we would be talking about Zov and Kesef, the prime currency that was used on a daily level was considered more the regular currency, was silver, gold, like we have over here. Silver coins were turned, a multitude of silver coins were turned into gold coins for the trip. The gold coins are worth a lot. They're not shovel l'chol matzav. You can't go to a grocery store with gold coins. The silver coins, the silver dollar, you went to a grocery store and you bought what you needed. But a gold coin was something that was put away. It was something in the Federal Reserve. It was something that people had, but you didn't use it every day. The tivo, the kesef, would be considered the kesef, not the zov, the silver coin, not the gold coin. The gold coin, in case of an exchange between two people, would be considered the item that's being purchased. Dollars and shekels, the same thing in America. If somebody changes money, the local currency is always the currency. There's a chiluk l'gavi being choyzer. When the Kenyan is, we won't get into the fourth parak above Metzia. Again, the chilukim are tremendous. How do we define when we have two coins, which one is the currency and which one is the and which one is the item that's purchased? By which one is more yoytze b'shuk? Which one is more the davar charev, the thing that's mostly used in the market? Going back to our discussion about shkolim, the shkolim themselves could not be considered as value, going up in value or down in value. Let's say they would have carried big sacks of shkolim all the way to Yerushalayim from Bavel or from Europe or from America. They would carry with an armed escort thousands and tens of thousands of silver shkolim pieces. It doesn't go up in value, it doesn't go down in value. It is what it is. See, even if everybody gave a half a shekel, and the kiyum of the mitzvah was only when it got to Yerushalayim, you wouldn't worry that maybe people are not going to be yoytzi de chevos, and they're not going to be yoytzi in the mitzvah of maksa shekel, because the coin devalued by the time it got to Yerushalayim. The coin never devalues. It's always the item, the peiris, the thing that's purchased, that values, goes up in value, down in value, like we said from the Maharash Dam. The problem that the Mefarshim grapple with is once it was turned into gold coins are not standard currency. It's an item to be used. It's like an investment piece. Instead of having small coins, what you do is you put your money into gold, and the gold was put away until you would want to spend it, you would turn it back into silver. That's not currency. That goes up and down in value. If that's the case, then how do they turn the coins into gold coins? What would be if the gold coins devalued and then every single machzis shekel was now worth less than a machzis shekel? That's the kasha that the Mefarshim asked. The teretz that they say is that we have to say that kishehigia liyad hagizbor yotzi dechivo choiva shekel, that the gizborim, those that collected the coins, they were considered the yad. They were considered the rishus of hegdish. As soon as it got to them, the mitzvah was over. The devalued on hegdish's cheshbon, not on the cheshbon of the person who gave it. He was already yotze his mitzvah. Again, there is a subject of machloikis in the Rishon, whether the shulchanim that it says that took the money were considered the gizborim. Are they considered the yad of hegdish to be zoicha, that the mitzvah was already done, was given away to hegdish, or are they only the shlichim? If they're only the shlichim, the mitzvah is not over until it gets to the final destination. So why aren't we choshev for the zov? I just want to say that we're not choshev, the zov is normally pretty stable. In those days, at least, by us, gold goes up and down, but the gold was used to a certain extent as a currency. It's not the currency, the same way shekel in America is not the currency, or the dollar, it used to be maybe the dollar was a certain amount of currency, today not. But for sure, let's say a euro is not the standard currency in Eretz Yisrael. That would be considered an item that's purchased, not the currency that's purchasing. So we're not choshed on zov because it's stable, but the place can point out that they were not able to switch it. They wanted for the trip to Yerushalayim to transfer all the coinage, all the money into margolios, takshitim. That they wouldn't do because that has more of a fluctuation possibility, and they would be choshish for the hefsid of hegdish as well as the hefsid of people being yoytz in the mitzvah. Now, there's one point that has to be discussed. According to many poskim, if somebody takes $100 out of his wallet and he says harei zeh litztoka, according to many poskim, if he was miyakadit to a specific tzedakah, he said this money belongs to kupasayir, this money belongs to hospital so and so. As soon as he's miyakadit for a certain cause, the amira itself, that hakno liyad hagizbor, itself renders the money hegdish. Renders the money as belonging to that stalker. How does that work? We have a cloud where it tells us in the Dharma and other places, Amiroso Ligvoya, Kimisiroso Lahedit. The equivalent of Misir Lahedit, of giving over $100 bill to a Hedit, to a regular person, is Amiroso, is a verbal declaration of his Chaivus to give a certain amount of money to Hegdish. That means that even though normally Reuven tells Shimon he's going to give him $100, he can change his mind. There's something called Mechusar Amanah. He doesn't break his word. Not Erluch. But in Halach and Chosh and Mishpat, we do not look at that as a binding agreement. There was no Kenyan, there was no Mesirah. Masha'en came. By Hegdish, we say Amiros Levay has that power. And the question is that by Tzedakah, we find that Amiros Levay, if it's designated to a specific tzedakah, there is a discussion whether it's Amiros Levay, Kimis Yos Lehdi by tzedakah B'chlal, the Ketzoyis in Reshu Beis seems to say that's Machlek Sushainim. Nafkimina, if a person is miyachid money for a certain cause, a certain svek, a certain ani, and then the person dies, he was miyachid a certain amount of money, he put it into a trust fund. Or he put it into a, he was miyachid a certain sum of money for that tzedakah. He dies, does Yerushim have to honor his request to give it to that tzedakah? If we say that it's that tzedakah specifically was coin already, then he can't change his mind. If we say that the money only became tzedakah but it doesn't belong to that tzedakah, specifically on an individual level, then the halacha would be that the sons would be able to use their discretion to change the money with tzedakah and tzedakah. The third possibility, obviously, is that when they say this money is for tzedakah, when the father said that, wasn't chal at all. In which case, the sons could be chosen on the whole thing. If there's no Amiras of the Gvoya, that means that the verbal declaration and the yichud of the father for a certain sum of money for tzedakah is invalid. It's a neder, but the father's dead. The sons don't have to keep the father's personal obligation. It's only if the money became already mechuyev to tzedakah that they would have to give it. This is a discussion of the Ketzoyis and the Sivis. But what's interesting is that by Hegdish over here, we're saying that if he's miyachid the shekel, and he says, this is for my shekel, he's not yotzi dechevos. It's certainly, lekuli alma does not belong yet to Hegdish. The question is, why not? L'chor amiroso l'gvoya, even if there's a discussion of amiroso l'gvoya by tzedakah, certainly amiroso l'gvoya by Hegdish is chal. Why not over here? One has to say that by machzis ha-shekel, since every yid is the sort of, so to speak, the mechuyev unto himself, So we have a basic understanding. Maybe it's exes akosiv, maybe it's something misvara. Amirasa l'gvoy is something when a person donates, so then that donation becomes a fact. It becomes money that already belongs to Hegdish. Shkolim is not something that's donated. His verbal declaration of harezel l'machzis hashekel is meaningless because you owe the money. The din ha-Torah is the giving, not the hischaivus. Hischaivus is something you owe. Mashengel tzedaka, as soon as a person says, I pledge, I am mechuyev to give $100 to tzedaka, that has halachic validity because he's done something. He's created a hischaivus, not only creates the hischaivus, if he's miyachad a certain $100 bill, he could designate that, that'll become tzedaka already. But by Hegdish, the words harei zeh, Lemaktsas Hashekel is almost meaningless, not by Hegdish, by Maktsas Hashekel. The person says Hareza Loyal, of course the animals chal on it Kedusha Soyla. But if he says Hareza Maktsas Hashekel, it's meaningless because he didn't accomplish anything. In that setting, there wouldn't be Amiros Lugdoya. So therefore, until he gives it to the Gizbar, the Chiv would not stand. These are some of the issues that are negaya to this Kesem and Zov changing the coins. The definition, like we said, of coins fluctuating, going up and down, which coins we are kosher for, which coins are not considered money, but they're considered something that's purchased. And we discussed the gedorim of giving it to the gizbar, that the chiyuv was already niskayim of machzis hashekel, and what relationship there is between amiras l'gvoya of tzedakah and amiras l'gvoya of hegdish.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.